请我们打开出埃及记第二章。
Let us open the book of Exodus chapter 2.
我们从二十三节读到二十五节。
We're going to read from verse 23 to verse 25.
然后我们继续读第三章。
And we're going to continue to read from chapter 3.
从第一节读到第十节。
And from verse 1 to until verse 10.
还是像前几天一样。
And we're just going to continue the way as we used to do.
请你用你喜欢的语言来读。
Use your own language to read it.
但是请帮忙读大声一点。
But please help us by reading it more loudly.
1, 2, 3, go. 我
们的名为爱之王，以色列民族的主，就是爱之王，他们的爱最大。Heavenly
Father, our hearts full of gratitude and thanksgiving. For you have blessed us with great blessing. In the past days of this camp, you have shown your presence with us. And let your face shine upon us. And even give grace to us.
我们俯伏敬拜感谢。
We want to bow down and worship. Thank you.
我们求你晚上继续对我们的心说话。
We pray that tonight you continue to speak to our hearts.
好让我们在你话语的光中得以见光。
So that we may see light through the word of thy light.
好让我们的生命可以被你翻转。
So that our life can be truly transformed by you.
求你听我们这样的祷告。
Please hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贝的
名。We ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 圣灵感动旧约的作者在写圣经的时候。
The Holy Spirit moved the author of the Bible when these words are written.
常常会感动他们在一卷书的里面有一些部分有非常清楚的特别结构。
And so as he moved the author, there was like special passages in the Bible where they're using a unique way of construct.
这样的特别的一个结构
and using this kind of construct
对我们今天读圣经的人来讲比较不容易明白
but for us today it's not easy for us to understand
因为这些结构它都是跟希伯来文本身有关系
Because these select structure are related to the way the Hebrews are written.
但是它每一次出现这种结构的时候
But every time when this kind of structure appears,
对着第一个世代读希伯来文圣经的读者
For those that have first read the Hebrew writing,
这些结构就很清楚地在告诉他们一些重要的信息。
And this kind of construct are clearly giving them a special meaning.
这种结构我不知道用什么名称来称呼它。
For this construct, I'm not sure how to give it a name.
它大概的样子就是有一段经文。
And it's like this, that is a Bible passage.
然后跟后面的另外一段经文。
And then followed by another passage in the Bible.
彼此是相互对应
and both passages kind of compares to one another corresponds to one another
然后在下面的一段又跟后面这段前面的一段相对应
and yet the passages the bottom passages is also related to the following passage
那有些结构更复杂
but some constructs are even more complicated
它可以有一层、两层、三层、四层。
And then maybe one layer, two layer, or third layer.
那这种结构它的特点。
And for what is so special about this construct?
那就是这个结构本身是带着信息的。
Because this way of constructing the passages has a special meaning.
所以如果你看有一些圣经学者帮助我们找出原来那个结构的样子。
And so when we heard some Bible scholar helping us to discover the original construct of those passages,
你就去思想
then you can think about it.
那个重要的信息是什么
And what is the most important meaning?
出埃及记二章二十三节
And Exodus chapter 2 verse 23,
一直到四章的三十一节
Until chapter 4 verse 31,
这是一段完整的经文
and is one complete passage in the Bible.
而这一段经文它有一个非常清楚的对称结构
and in this passage, the whole passage is a very clear parallelism in this passage.
二章二十三节到二十五节
and chapter 2 verse 23 to 25.
它跟第四章的二十九节和三十一节相对应
is in parallel to what in chapter 4 verse 29 to 31
这两段经文都是在讲以色列人在埃及
Both passages are telling us about the children of Israel in Egypt
第一段告诉我们当他们在埃及的时候神主动地启示了一个神圣的计划。
And the first passage tells us that while the children of Israel is in Egypt, God had revealed to them his plan.
最后这一段就告诉我们他们在埃及的时候百姓就相信了神的计划。
And the second passage tells us that the children of Israel while in Egypt believed God's plan.
这两段的对称
and because of these corresponding passages
它有两个重要的地方
and both of them has two very important points
是神对以色列百姓的反应
is how God responds to the children of Israel
用了四个动词
And there was three adjectives.
Words. 这四个动词就是听到、记住、看到、知道。
And these four verse is God have heard, God have seen, God have
remembered, and know.
而
最后一段它也是同样有四个动词。
And the second passage also has also four verbs.
是神的百姓对神的回应。
And it's the people of God responding to God.
相信。
They believe.
听到。
They have heard.
服服。
And they submit.
Bow down.
Or they bow down.
敬拜。
And they worship.
所以这两段的对称是非常明显。
And so these two passages is really empowering.
下面一段。
And the following passage.
三章的一到十节。
And in chapter 3 from verse 1 to verse 10.
和三章的十一节到四章的二十八节。
And also following from chapter 3 verse 11 until chapter 4 verse 28.
而这两段又是相互对应的。
And also these two passages also is parallel comparing to one another.
第一段是讲到主耶和华和摩西。
The first passage talk about God and Moses.
第二段是讲到摩西和主耶和华。
But the second passage talk about Moses with God Jehovah.
在第一段里面是主启示，并且给摩西使命。
And the first passage is how God revealed himself and also give calls and Moses received a calling, a commission.
第二段里面是摩西他如何的挣扎和最后顺服耶和华的呼召。
But the second passage shows us the struggles of Moses, but at the end he submitted to God's will.
如果你看清楚了这个结构，
and so when youUnderstand and see clearly of this construct.
你读这整段的圣经的时候，
and you read through this whole passage,
你能够看见，
then you will see.
圣灵他要我们在读这段圣经的时候，
the Holy Spirit moves us as we read through this passage.
看到整个这段圣经最核心的问题，
and to see the most important core meaning of this passage.
是耶和华跟摩西的关系。
It's the relationship between God and Moses.
我们如果还记得，
If you all remember,
二章十一节是摩西去看，
and chapter 2 verse 11 is Moses went to look.
二十五节是耶和华看，
and verse 25 is God looking at Moses.
耶和华看以色列的百姓。
Jehovah God looking at the children of Israel.
耶和华纪念他。
And God acknowledged them.
Remembered them.
是
因为神是一位守约的神。
Because God is a covenant-keeping God.
圣经里面有三个地方有大异象。
In the Bible, there are three places we have great visions.
今天我们读的三章一到十节是一个大异象。
And today, what we read from chapter 3, verse 1 to 10 is one of these great visions.
但以理书有第二个大异象。
And in the book of Daniel, there's a second vision.
保罗看见的是大光。
And Paul saw a great light.
但是那不算大异象。
But that is not a great vision.
启示录有大异象。
But in Revelation, there is great vision.
这些大异象都是神把他的心向人完全的打开。
Because all this vision is how God opened his heart to his people.
我们如果看一看，
If we look at it,
从三章第十节开始看，
and from chapter 3 verse 10,
第一节
chapter 3 verse 1,
摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司耶庇罗的羊群。
Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law.
使徒行传第七章告诉我们
And in Acts chapter 7 it tells us
这一句话
Just this sentence
是摩西到了米甸已经四十年
It's after Moses being in Midian 40 years
四十年
40 years
四十年摩西做什么呢
And in that 40 years what did Moses do? What did he do?
摩西以前带兵打仗。
In the past, Moses will lead army to fight.
摩西以前盖很了不起的大城。
And Moses in the past have even built great cities.
摩西曾经盖了非常伟大的金字塔。
And Moses even built a great pyramid.
但过去四十年。
But yet in the past 40 years.
40 years.
40 years.
他没有军队。
There was no army.
他没有建造。
He built nothing.
他对社会没有半点的影响力。
He had no influence in society at all.
他从 somebody 变成了 nobody.
He from somebody become nobody.
他干什么？
So what have he done?
牧羊。
He's just tending the sheep as a shepherd.
哎，你要知道，埃及的文化里面，牧羊人是非常被看不起的一帮人。
You all know that in Egyptian culture, that shepherd is looked down by everyone.
而三章的第一节，它这是一个动词，说摩西牧养他岳父米甸人的祭司的羊。这个牧养，这个动词。
So in chapter 3 verse 1 it says now Moses was tending the flock. So it's a verb that's actually shepherding the flock.
他的时态是一个持续不断的时态。
So this word is has a continual ongoing meaning.
意思说摩西已经牧了四十年的羊他还在牧养他岳父的羊。
He's telling us thatMoses has been tending to the flock of his father-in-law for 40 years, and he's still tending the flock today.
你有没有想到这个问题？
Have you ever thought of this question?
雅各牧他岳父的羊牧了多少年？
And how many years did Jacob shepherd the flock of his father-in-law? 20 years.
结果他的羊比他岳父的羊还多。
And yet, the sheep that he owned was more than his father-in-law.
摩西牧了四十年。
And Moses tending to the flock for 40 years.
他一个羊没
有。He owned not even one sheep.
你有没有想过为什么？
Have you ever asked the question why?
你不要告诉我雅各比摩西聪明多了。
And don't tell me because Jacob is more clever than Moses.
是摩西的心不在这些地上的东西。
It's because the heart of Moses is not upon the thing that's earthly.
摩西在这四十年的里面
，and in these 40 years for Moses，
他对着神的信心没有动摇。
His faith in God did not waver.
他相信神原来给他的托付。
He believed the commission that God gave to him originally.
虽然在这四十年中间他什么事也不能做。
Even though in these past 40 years, he could do nothing.
哎，我不知道遇见多少爱主的弟兄姐妹。
I don't know how many brothers that have come across that really love the Lord.
真是热心啊。
And they are really full of zeal for the Lord.
有一点像我们的江弟兄。
And just like our late brother Stephen Kong.
他年轻的时候他非常热心。
When he was young, he was very zealous for the Lord.
一聚会人家说谁愿意奉献。
And in a meeting with someone who would consecrate himself.
他第一个举手。
He will be the first one to put up his hand.
你要奉献到哪里做宣教士？
And where are you going to consecrate yourself to be a missionary?
他就走到台上的地图上指到蒙古。
And then you'll go up to the stage and point at the map and say, go to Mongolia.
结果他到死也没有去过。
And until his daily disease, he never went to Mongolia.
我见了很多很热心的人。
So many people have a zeal for the Lord.
他们觉得神对他太好。
Because they feel that God is so good to them.
不帮神做点事，说不过去。
It's impossible that we just can do nothing for God.
所以他们就在教会里面，这个也要做，那个也要做。
So in the church assembly, they want to do this and do that.
结果他们造成的伤害比他们做成的工作多得多。
And yet the hurt that they have caused is more than the benefit of their service.
如果神兴起一个环境不让他们做任何事
，And when God raises up a situation where they not able to do anything，
他们就完蛋。
And they say that's the end。
神不爱我
，God doesn't love me anymore。
我没用
，I'm useless to the Lord。
我什么也不能做
，Because I can do nothing。
我大学毕业的时候
，When our brother was graduate from university。
我真的相信
a brother believed.
我是真的相信
To really believe.
我是祷告来祷告去都觉得是神的带领
And the more I pray, more I feel that it's God's leading.
神要用我祝福一些年轻人
And God gonna use me to bless many young people.
所以我毕业以后
So after I'm graduated,
就当兵
I went to join the army.
我退伍以后
，and after retire from army，
我就跟我的 mentor， 我的师傅讲
，and then our brother tell his mentor，
神呼召我
，God have called me，
要我好好的服侍他
，so that I should go and serve him。
你看我下一步应该怎么做
？Tell me， please tell me what should I do next？
长话短说。
And so cut the long story short.
我跟我的 mentor 很兴奋的事情
And what our brother and his mentor were so excited about.
我们的神不太有兴趣
But yet God was not interested at all.
所以他兴起一些环境里把每一个门都堵上
And so God raised up a situation that every open door was closed.
连窗子也给我关上
And not even door, but even windows are closed.
Wow, wow,
I was so angry inside.
How many years later?
And many years later,
我回头看我人生的脚步
And when I look back to my history or my steps in life,
我千感谢万感谢我的主
I'll give 10,000 thanks to our Lord.
因为我年轻的时候，如果出来全时间做牧人的话
，And when our brother was young and he was giving himself wholly to serve God，
我会是以西结书里面的牧羊人
，And our brother will see himself as the shepherd in the book of Ezekiel。
知道那是什么样的牧羊人
？Do you know what kind of shepherds are they in the book of Ezekiel？
他不会喂养生命
，because they will not lay down their life for the sheep。
他是吃羊肉、喝羊血、穿羊衣。
And they will eat the lamb, they will drink the blood, and even wear the clothes of the lamb skin。
我那个时候如果牧养一群弟兄姐妹
，at that time if I go and shepherd a group of brothers and sisters，
我会逼死他们要为我成就一番伟大的基督教事业。
I will press them so that they will help me to be successful in the Christian work.
当神不让我做任何事
And when God does not allow me to do anything for him,
我认为什么希望都没
I was losing hope in everything.
我一定搞错
I must be wrong.
我祷告也祷告过了，结果我祷告的结果不是啊
I've been praying and looks like my prayer is wrong.
所以我跟主讲
，So I told him，
你不要忘记
，Please don't forget，
不是我不要服侍你
，It's not because I don't want to serve you，
是你不要我服 是。
It's because you don't want me to say.
所以我现在心安理得的去爱世界。
So now I can be peacefully to love the world.
我可以好好的在世界发挥我的能力。
I can do use my ability to enjoy the world.
我做梦也没有想到。
But it's something that I cannot even dream of.
神后来在我生命中一步一步的带。
And later on, God helped lead me step by step in my life.
神让我有机会影响到上千的人群。
And even to influence more than thousands to come to the Lord.
我不知道怎么发生的。
But yet, I do not know how it all happened.
但是我知道一件事。
But I do know one thing.
神的感动和呼召是没有后悔。
Because when God moves you and calls you, it's without repentance.
摩西比我棒。
And Moses even are better than our brother.
摩西没有说神啊，你不让我干，那我现在就想办法多搞几次羊喽。
So Moses did not tell God, say, now that you don't want to use me, I better go and get some sheep for myself.
他有信心。
Because Moses has faith.
你有信心叫你等三个月怎么样
？If you say you have faith, if God let you wait for him for 3 months,
熬得住吗
？Do you think that you can hold on?
很难熬。
It's very difficult.
如果十年
，What about 10 years?
40年
，40 years.
天哪，这个摩西的信心是何等的大
！The faith of Moses is so great.
他怎么就什么事情都没有做？每天就跟这些羊讲道吗
？He did nothing every day except can he preach to the lambs, the sheep.
你们知道羊的 IQ 是超级低的，比猪低很多，你知道吗
？Did you know the IQ for sheep is much lower even than the pig?
你是听到了跟这一群笨笨羊在那边打交道
？Every day he's just dealing with foolish sheep.
但是他相信神。在他身上的计划不会成。
But Moses believed, fully believed that God's plan in his life is not mistaken.
所以四十年他不要任何的东西。
So for 40 years, he did not want anything for himself.
他等候神的时间。
He was there waiting for God's right time.
这就让我们想起我们的主耶稣。
And this.Helps us remember our Lord Jesus.
我们主耶稣十二岁就知道他要以父家里的事为念。
When he was 12 years old, he knew that he needed to be about the father's business.
但是我们的主一直沉默。
But our Lord Jesus was quite a hidden.
一直隐藏。
And he was hidden for a period.
没有人听见他的声音。
There's no one else that heard what he has said.
没有人看见他做什么事。
And no one has saw what he had done.
我们没有听见我们的主说父啊，你看这个世界上你可以有多少人下地狱。
We never heard that the Bible said Jesus praying to God, "Oh Father, look at how many thousands of souls going to hell each day."
你就快点让我出来吧。
Please let me quickly come out to public ministry.
30 years过去。
And 40 years passed by.
30 years
passed by.
你没有看到耶稣有一点点的 anxious, 有一点点的焦虑。
So Jesus was not a bit more anxious about it.
因为他有信心。
Because Jesus had faith.
一节告诉我们。
Verse 1 tells us,
有一天他就领着羊群往野外去。
And so, on that day, he led the flock to the back of the desert.
这一天就是平常的每一天。
It was like any other ordinary day.
用过去四十年的每一天一样。
And the same as of every day in the past 40 years.
他带着羊群出去。
And he said, led the flock went out.
不知道走了多久
I don't know how long did he walk for.
他那天就到了神的山
And that day he came Horeb, the mountain of God.
神的山
，the mountain of God。
摩西一生跟山很有关系。
You look at the life of Moses is very much to do with mountains。
他在何烈山与耶和华相遇。
He met God in Mount Horeb。
他在西乃山接受了律法。
And yet in Mount Sinai he received the Ten Commandments。
他曾经有七次登到山上。
And for seven times he went up to the top of the mountain.
何烈山外面还有一个比斯加山。那座山就是摩西快死的时候，神说带你到那里看一下江南地方。
And so outside of Mount Horeb, there's also the mountain called Pisgah Mountain, and that's the mountain when God led Moses and took him.
哦，我们不需要花时间去研究这个何烈山，它的历史、它的地点、它的高度。
We don't need to spend time to look at the history about Mount Horeb and also its background and its height.
对摩西而言
，But to Moses,
这是神的山
，is God's mountain.
这是他与神相会的地方。
Is the place where he met God.
你永远都不知道。
You'll never know.
什么时候
？At what time?
什么地点
？And where?
神会跟你有一个奇妙的相遇。
That God will come to meet you there.
当这个相遇发生的时候
，And when?When it happened,
这不是一个偶然的相遇。
It's not by coincidence.
这个相遇乃是神在你身上又要开始一个新的工作。
Because from that meeting, that point, God's going to start a new work in your life.
神没有到摩西在的地方去与他相遇。
And God didn't go to the place where Moses are to meet him.
神是让摩西到他在的地方与他相遇。
But God had led Moses to come to his place to meet him.
这很重要。
It's very important.
你们有多少人知道多马的故事
？And how many of you have known the story of Thomas?
耶稣从死里复活，向其他的门徒显现。
And Jesus was resurrected from the dead and appeared to many disciples. But Thomas was absent. Maybe he went out to have a meal with someone. Or maybe he was playing games and he forgot about it. But when Jesus came, he was not there.
所以等他回去的时候，别人就说：“哦、oh, ，Thomas， 耶稣来了，耶稣向我们显现了。”
And so when the disciple went back, they were like, "Thomas, Jesus appeared to us."
Thomas 不相信。
And Thomas did not believe.
他失去了多大的祝福
！What blessing he had missed out.
听清楚。
Hear clearly.
你有机会到神会在的地方。
You have an opportunity to go to where God is.
不要错过。
Don't miss out.
因为你不知道那次是不是神格外显现的地方。
You never know if that is a special appearance of the Lord to you.
我的祷告。
And my prayer.
像你们中间有一些人。
And some of you among us.
在这几天。
And that in these few days,
你的生命会跟神有一个奇妙的相遇。
That personally you have an encounter with God.
因为神在你的生命中要做新的工作。
Because God is going to begin a new work in your life.
下面的故事你们太熟悉了。
And the following story you're all very familiar.
摩西在旷 旷野过了几十年的日子。
And Moses spending more than 40 years in the desert.
沙漠里面那么热。
And it's so hot in the desert.
很多枯干的荆棘就是会烧起来。
And many withered bushes will burn up.
有什么大不了呢？
As nothing surprising.
但是奇怪的是，他看到有一个荆棘。
But strangely, he saw one bush.
怎么烧还在那里？
And it was burning, but never burned down.
一直在那里。
It's always there burning.
不但没有烧焦。
It's not only that it's not been consumed.
越烧越漂亮。
And the more it burned, the more bright it can become.
你如果是摩西，你会不会好奇呢？
If you were like Moses, would you be curious?
所以摩西就想要去研究一下。
And so Moses was going to go there and have a look.
他想要知道这是怎么一回事。
He wanted to know what is happening.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
神还没有跟摩西说话以前
And before God speaking to Moses,
神已经借着这个燃烧的火焰，这个荆棘向摩西说话。
God's already using the burning bush speaking to Moses.
所以摩西写《生命记》的时候，他才会说：“耶和华你的神是烈火。”
That's why in the book of Deuteronomy, Moses would read that our God is a consuming fire.
这个烈火非常的奇妙。
For this consuming fire is so special.
这个烈火无论它怎么烧
，And for this fire, no matter how it burns,
它不会用荆棘里面的任何一点点的原材料。
It's not going to consume any material from the bush itself.
它不需要从外面接受任何的能量。
It does not need to gather energy from outside.
他自己有用不完的能量。
For by itself, he has endless energy.
这个叫自己有永远有。
And that's what God has self-sufficient.
这是一个何等了不起的启示。
And this is such a great special revelation.
这个意象
And this vision,
摩西要能够看得懂
If Moses can understand,
他需要从上面来的启示
He needs to receive revelation from above.
因为这个意象实在太伟大
Because the vision is so great.
这个意象是基督的意象。
Because this vision is the vision of Christ.
这个荆棘里面有一个耶和华的使者。
And in this burning bush, there is the message of God.
这个使者是谁？
Who is this messenger?
到了第四节
When it comes to verse 4
你就发现这荆棘里面的这一位耶和华的使者又被称为是耶和华见他过去观看
And in verse 4 it says So when the Lord saw him
是使者
This messenger
还是耶和华
Is the Lord
还是他们两个原为一
or two of them become one.
圣经学者有很多的辩论
and many Bible scholars have that discussion on this.
这是不是那一位在道成肉身以前的基督
could this be the Christ before his incarnation?
而这一位使者
and this messenger,
他就是神的
And it's God himself.
这里向我们清楚地启示了基督的 伟大。
And here he reveals to us the greatness of Christ.
我们所信的父
，the Father who we believe，
他是恒久的存在，又是完全自给自足的存在。
His eternal existence as eternally self-sufficient.
他的能力和荣耀是没有极限的。
There's unending glory and power.
然而他却愿意在一群荆棘的中间显明出来。
And yet, he was willing to reveal himself in a burning bush.
荆棘。
Very amazing.
神原来创造的世界没有荆棘。
In God's original creation, there was no bush.
人类犯罪以后，咒诅的产物才是荆棘。
It's after man's sin had fallen and was after the and received the curse of the land, and there comes the bush.
荣耀的神
，the God of glory.
如果要向他的百姓显现
，if he want to reveal himself to his people,
他应该找一棵香柏木好一点吧。
Maybe it's better to find a palm tree. A cedar tree.
为什么要用香柏木？
Why want to choose cedar?
又高又大又漂亮。
It's so tall, so big, so beautiful.
香柏木。
But God didn't choose that.
神不用香柏木。
He doesn't want to use cedar.
听清楚了没有？
Did you hear clearly?
哎，那你说不选香柏木，他选橄榄树也可以吗
？If you don't choose a cedar, why not just choose all of it?
哎，至少橄榄会出油，会给人很多祝福，对吧
？Because olive will bring forth oil, it will be a blessing to many. But God didn't choose that either.
他在哪里彰显他的荣耀？
Where does he choose to show forth his glory?
在堕落的人性中彰显他的自己。
In the midst of fallen human nature to reveal himself.
想一想
，think about it.
你跟我像不像是
？You and me, does it like this bush?
每个人都渴望跟别人更亲近，对吧？
We all hope to be close to one another.
但是你一跟别人亲近，不是别人先刺你，就是你刺别人。
But as you get close to someone, either you prick them or they will prick you.
不同意啊。
Do you disagree?
有经验吗
？Or have you have experienced that?
现在在台湾已经看不到一个很有名的标题。
In Taiwan, you will not able to see a very famous writing.
四五十年前
，But if 40 or 50 years ago,
台湾当时的车子都很烂
，And in those days, the cars in Taiwan is very bad.
刹车都不太好
，And even that brake doesn't always work.
所以常常路上出车祸
，And then so often there's always traffic accidents.
所以那个时候，每一个车子后面贴了一个大牌子。
And so in those days, at the back of the car, they all have written this title.
保持距离，以测安全。
Please keep a distance for your own safety.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，and dear brothers and sisters,
我们每一个人头上也挂了这个大牌子。
I think that every one of us are wearing this title on our head.
别跟我靠太近。
Don't get too close to me.
刺伤你，你受不了。
Otherwise, I will hurt you, and I'm unbearable.
这是荆棘。
And this is thistle.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
And so, dear brothers and sisters.
谁看过荆棘花的，请举手。
Anyone saw a flower from a thistle?
荆棘不太好。
They don't have flowers.
没有花给你欣赏。
There are no flower to amaze you.
谁吃过荆棘果的，请举手。
Have anyone eaten the fruit from the feast?
没有果,
they bear no fruit.
有谁坐过一张椅子是用荆棘做的?
Have you seen on a chair that's made from feast?
没有,
there's none. None of them.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
so dear brother and sister,
受主的主类, 都无是处,
those that have been cursed are useless.
这个在神学里面有一个专有名词,
and in theology, there's a special name for it.
叫做 total depravity.
A total depravity, 完全的败坏.
彻底完全的败坏.
The total depravity of mankind.
荆棘在圣经中唯一是有用处的地方.
And the only place that physical bush would be useful.
是耶稣基督头上戴荆棘冠.
It's the crown that's worn on the head of our Lord Jesus on the cross.
我们这些败坏的族类,
we who are the crown people,
除了会刺伤他,
we can only to prick him and hurt him.
除了会给他带来羞辱,
we'll bring him shame.
然而他却愿意把我们 做成冠冕戴在他的头上,
and yet he is willing to make us into a crown to wear to put on his head.
在荆棘火焰里面, 有神自己有基督在那,
the burning thistle bush had Christ himself there.
这是一个何等伟大的启示,
that is such a great revelation.
这不只是基督的启示,
it's not only a revelation of Christ,
这是教会的启示,
but also a revelation of the church.
我们这一群荆棘放在一起,
we are just a bunch of thistle bush.
耶稣基督为什么要住在我们中间?
Why does the Lord Jesus want to come to dwell among us?
为什么他的荣光就一直愿意用着我们这一群不配的人来彰显在这个黑暗的世界?
And why does choose us to be in the midst of the darkness of the world to show for his glory?
这是神何等神奇的恩典和荣耀。
And this is such a great glory and grace of God.
这一点意象,
and this vision,
也是我们个人的意象,
is also our personal vision.
我们算什么?
Who are we?
神居然顾念了,
and yet God is mindful of us.
我们充满了诡诈和自私,
and we're full of selfishness and deception.
我们充满了自以为意,
and we also filled with self-righteousness.
这些东西的味道对耶稣来讲是极其难以接受,
and all these stinks and is very is unable, is difficult for the Lord to receive.
然而在我们信耶稣的那一刻开始,
but yet from the moment that we believe in the Lord Jesus,
这一位荣耀的主,
this Lord of glory,
甘心情愿地住在我们里,
and yet he was willingly to come to live within our hearts.
这是什么样的荣耀?
What kind of glory is that?
这是什么样的恩典?
What kind of grace is that?
谁那么喜欢跟你那么亲密?
Who is willing to be stick so close to you?
荣耀的主,
the Lord of glory.
无论我们怎么背叛,
and no matter how that we have rejected him, rebelled him,
无论我们像彼得那样多少次不认了,
and like Peter deny him so many times,
无论我们在多少的事情上失败了又失败,
and in many things we just failure after failure.
我以前总觉得失败的人很差劲,
and in the past I think that those are failure is because they are no good.
我年龄越大,
but as I grow older,
我发现那些没有失败的人是最可怕的。
It's those people that have no failure in their life are the most terrifying people.
因为那些人他们已经几乎完美。
Because those people think themselves almost perfect.
神的显现。
When God reveals himself.
在那一个时刻。
And at that moment,
那一个燃烧的荆棘火焰。
In that burning bush.
是神的圣殿。
That is God's temple.
是神向人启示他的荆棘。
Is God that revealing himself to man?
在那个时候。
And at that time,
耶和华神见他过去要砍，就从荆棘里呼叫说，摩西，摩西，他说我在这里。
And so when the Lord saw that, he turned aside to look, God called him out to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses, and he said, Here I am.
全本圣经。
And in the whole Bible,
从创世纪到启示录。
And from Genesis to Revelation,
只有七次。
It's only seven times.
神叫一个人的名字连续叫两次。
That God have double calling of a person's name.
每一次当神叫一个人的名字两次的时候。
And every time when God causes a double calling of a person's name.
那是不得了的不得了的事。
And it's something that is great.
摩西对着神叫他的名字。
And when Moses heard God calling his name,
不只叫一次，叫了两次。
And God didn't call him once, but called him twice.
他的回应是，我在这里。
And his response was, Here I am.
这个我们现代人听到摩西的反应，不太容易理解。
And as modern people today, they do not really understand Moses' response.
废话。
It's like, this is as, it's like saying nothing.
神不知道你在这里啊。
How? It's that if God does not know you here.
神叫你，你怎么说我在这里？
And when God calls you, it's like, here I am.
你是以为他们知道吗？
Do you think that God didn't know that you are here?
我在这里是什么意思？
Then what does it mean saying, here I am?
你如果去看拉比给我们解释
，If you're going to read the explanation from rabbis，
他就告诉你
，Then he will tell you，
这句话不是告诉耶和华我在这里
，Because this is not telling God that I'm here，
这句话是告诉耶和华，你可以任意的使用我
，It's telling God that God Jehovah said。You can use me in whatever way you want.
美不美？
Isn't that beautiful?
你如果读圣经，你会发觉圣经里面有很多人当神叫他的时候，他们都说我在这里。
That if you read through the Bible, not many people when they respond to God's calling will say, "Here I am."
今天很多人神对我们呼召。
And today, many people's response to God's calling.
我们不会说我在这里。
We will not say here I am.
我们会说我在要求印证。
I want to ask you for confirmation.
我们再要说，你当你要我做这样子，我们可以商量一下。
If you want me to do this thing, then we have a discussion.
有一些是可以的。
And some of them, yes.
有一些事情你不要太过分。
But some things I think is too much.
今天也认识很多愿意服侍的弟兄姐妹。
And today, when I saw many brothers that are willing to serve,
他们愿意为主摆上很多不同的方面。
They are willing to sacrifice for the Lord in many ways.
但是总会有一些东西。
But there will be something that they're holding back.
他们是跟主讲。
And they will tell them.
主耶稣别的都可以。
Everything else is okay.
这个你不能碰。
But not this one thing.
记得很清楚。
I very clearly remember this.
差不多四十年前。
It's also about 40 years ago.
我那个时候被主复兴。
And that time I was revived by the Lord.
我真的跟主有很好的关系。
And have a close relationship with the Lord.
我真的觉得我可以像摩西一样的说 ，Here I am.
I thought myself I can respond like Moses said, Here I am.
神就给我一个很简单的小小的考验。
And so God gave the test of me with a very small thing.
我太太开始肚子痛。
And suddenly I have stomachache.
我太太。
My wife has stomachache. Sorry.
看一个医生。
And took her to see one doctor.
经过一大堆的检验。
And put her through many examinations.
最后给了一个诊断
，and so they give they give a diagnosis，
然后给了 prescription 开了药
，and they prescribe some medicine。
一个月过了
，and the months have passed by，
还是痛
，she's still in pain。
怎么办
？What are we going to do？
换一个医生
，to change to a different doctor。
一样
，still the same result。
再来一个
，and find another doctor。
还一样
，also the same outcome，
全是从蒙古去美国的意思。
They all dumb doctors。
终于有一天，有一个朋友说：“我介绍你去哥伦比亚大学医学院看这一个医生。”
Finally, one day, a friend tells us, "Why don't you go to this the Columbia?There's a doctor from Columbia that to see him."
我们就去了。
And so we went.
当然你不要以为你要去就可以去的，这约还要约半天的。
And it's not that you want to go see him, you can see him straight away, but you need to make an appointment for a long time.
反正那天进去看。
And so that day we went to see him.
那个医生看完了就出来跟我说。
And after that doctor had examined her and came up to tell me.
你现在回家。
You can go home now.
去把你太太要换洗的衣服带来。
And to bring a set of change of clothes for your wife.
因为你的太太不可以离开医院。
Because your wife cannot leave the hospital.
我们必须尽快的给她开刀。
And we need to straight away operate on
her. 然后她讲了一大堆东西，我根本听不见。
And those he gave so much explanation, which is all went over my head.
因为我整个人慌了。
Because that point, I was so afraid, nervous.
这么年轻啊
！She is so young.
怎么就立刻要开刀
？Why she need to go to surgery now?
我说一定要开刀吗
？I asked the doctor, she definitely need to be operated.
他说：“不开没关系。
”It's okay if you don't want to.
你只要签个字说他死了我不负责任就行。
You just need to sign. She died. Got nothing to do with me.
要不要给他开刀
？What do you say?
乖乖的给他开。
Of course, you let her to have the surgery.
晚上回家，两个孩子很小。
And so when I went home in the evening, and we looking at my two young children,
两个孩子抬起头来看着我
and both of my children lift up their head and looking at me. And daddy,
mommy 在哪
Where's mom?
你要跟他们说什么
What are you going to tell them?
我只有跟孩子们说，我们跪下来祷告。
I can only ask my children, let's kneel down and pray together.
你有没有祷告过跟主耶稣讲，主耶稣，我交给你
？Have you ever prayed this way? Say, Lord, now I commit everything to you.
有吗
？Have you ever prayed this way?
我那天晚上讲了十次。
And that evening, I said 10 times.
因为每次交完了以后，我又拿回来。
Because I find myself, I would hand it over to the Lord and would take it back.
我没有办法想象我一个人带两个孩子以后日子怎么过。
Because I cannot imagine what the days will be like. I'm looking after two children by myself.
我不能够想象我的生命中没有他怎么办呢
I can imagine what life would be like without my wife.
我拼命跟神祷告.
So there I was deeply crying to the Lord.
我拼命跟神祷告.
And I was there crying out to the Lord.
孩子都睡着了.
And even the children went to bed.
我还在那里祷告.
I still there praying.
我哪里知道?
And little did I know.
神没有跟我说, 放心吧.
And God never gave me an answer outside, just be at rest.
这病不至于死.
And nothing to worry, this sickness is not unto death.
还是要彰显我的荣耀.
But it's to reveal my glory.
哎，我多么希望听到这样的一句话.
I was hoping that I may hear such an answer.
哪里知道没有没有没有.
But little did I know that I heard nothing, nothing and nothing. Do you know what I heard at the end?
主说，我如果让她回天家，你还是疯。
I heard these words from the Lord. If I let her go to heaven, are you going to continue serving?
你不是跟我说, here I am.
Didn't you tell me, here I am?
谁不让我跟我动啊?
Let me do anything with you.
你知道我看到一些年轻人很喜欢唱那个什么那个阿西伯雷多，不是阿西伯雷多，那个他们很流行现在一个什么。
There's one very popular song that the younger generation.
他们就是学以赛亚说：“我在这里，请差遣我。” 知道那首歌吗？ 我每次看你们唱的那首歌，我就傻了。Because
they sing this hymn, and I say, "Here I am, Lord." And when I every time I heard them sing that song, they're just so foolish.
你不知道你在唱什么。
You don't know what you're singing.
我在神面前挣扎了很久。
I was struggling for so long before the Lord.
我跟主讲。
And I tell the Lord. May your will be done.
后来就有一些神迹发生.
And afterwards, there was some miracle that happened.
你们现在看到她又美丽又健康.
You know, see her life is so beautiful and healthy.
神没有把她拿走.
And God didn't took it.
但是那天晚上神已经把她拿走.
But that evening, God have took it away from me.
这个叫做 Here I am.
That's what it means to say Here I am.
我在这.
I'm here.
真美.
Very beautiful.
哎，神听到这样的话，神应该说：“哎呀，太高兴了。”
And when God heard Moses say this, he'll be so happy.
乖孩子.
And a very good child.
有吗？
Did God say this?
没有啊.
No, God didn't say that.
摩西在那里说, Here I am.
And Moses said, Here I am.
神说你不准靠近来.
Yet God's reply was, Don't come near to me.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你圣经怎么读的.
And brother, sister, I don't know how you read your Bible.
你读到这里，你不会说, What is going on?
When you read this portion, 你可能问到底发生什么问题。
他这么故意是他说我在这里
And Moses said that here I am meaningfully
你就好像没听见
As if God didn't hear that
不准过来
And don't come near
为什么不准过来
Why God said don't draw near
因为你所站的地是圣地
Because this place that you stand upon is holy ground.
圣这个字,
holy,
跟神有关系,
and is related to God.
在圣经中是第一次出现,
and in the Bible, this is first place appear.
神告诉摩西,
and God is telling Moses,
我在的地方,
Wherever I am,
是圣洁。
It's a holy place.
你不可以过来。
You cannot draw near.
这件事情在摩西的里面一定留下极深的印象。
And what God has said must left behind a very deep impression in the heart of Moses.
所以在出埃及记十五章十一节那里，当他以后写那个很有名的赞美诗的时候。
And so in chapter 15, when he wrote about that poem,
十五章的十一节他说，谁能像你圣洁威严，荣耀可畏，独行其事。
And in chapter 15 and verse 11, who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders?
圣洁在圣经中最主要的意义是分别出来。
The meaning of holy in the Bible is to be separate.
神为什么是圣洁？
Why is God holy?
因为神跟所有他以外的任何人事物都是分别的。
Because God is separated from anything else apart from himself.
圣洁
holiness
是可以说是神的代名词。
It holy can be represent God.
说圣洁和说神等于是同义词。
To say holy and God is equal.
神跟人中间有无法跨越的鸿沟。
Between God and man is such a great divide that no one can go over.
神跟一切的受造之物有本质上截然的区别。
For God is so separated from all his creation.
何西阿书十一章第九节说，我是神不是人，乃是你们中间的圣洁者。
And in the book of Hosea it said, I'm God and
Amen.
Look at Hosea.
And I'm the Holy One.
And I'm the Holy One among you.
不要过来。
Don't draw near.
为什么不要过来？
Why God say don't draw near?
神要让摩西知道。
For God want Moses to know.
过来很危险。
It's very dangerous to draw near.
当任何半点不圣洁的东西靠近圣洁的神的时候，一定被神的圣洁所消灭。
Because any unholy thing that draw near to a holy God will be destroyed.
有没有遇见一些没信耶稣的朋友喜欢跟你抬杠呢？
Have you ever saw the unbeliever, a gospel friend, and like to reject your points or have argument with you?
有上帝吗？
And you say God.
真的有上帝啊？
There's really God?
哎，叫他来给我看看嘛。
Okay, can you ask him to come out so I can look at it? Have a look.
有没有见过这种人？
Have you come across this kind of people?
这种人真的傻得可怜啊。
For these people, they are so silly.
第一，上帝叫不来的。
Because you cannot call God out.
第二，如果上帝真的来，你没了。
Because if God really comes, then you'll be gone.
你怎么敢让他来呢？
How dare you want to ask him to come to you?
圣洁对这罪人来讲是非常危险的力量。
Because holiness is the most dangerous thing for a sinner.
神的圣洁会摧毁一切冒犯神圣洁的人事物。
For God's holiness will destroy every man and thing that offends his holiness.
撒母耳记上六章十九节到二十节就是这样的告诉我。
And the same thing in the book of Samuel tells us.
难怪摩西会害怕。
Now no wonder Moses was afraid.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
神告诉他你不可以过。
And God told him, don't draw near.
好悲哀。How beautiful.
How beautiful.
Here I am.
to say, He I am.
神说不可以过来。
And God said, don't draw near.
我们不能靠近神。
We cannot draw near to God.
因为我们是罪人。
Because we are sinners.
可悲。
It's how sad it is.
但是何等奇妙的恩典是何。
But what's the amazing grace?
神说把鞋脱了。
God said, took off your sandal.
就可以过来。
Then come draw near.
为什么要把鞋脱了
？Why does Moses need to take off his sandals？
有没有听过传道人告诉你，因为鞋子是我们身体跟地接触的地方
？Have you ever heard preachers tell you because your shoes is what you contact with the ground？
你所有跟属地的有任何接触的都不可，都要把它脱掉。
So because any contact to work with the earthly things, you need to take it off。
还有人说。
And some even say it this way.
在中东
And in the Middle East.
当你尊重某一个人的时候
And when you're respecting someone.
你把鞋脱掉
Then you take off your shoes.
表示你很谦卑
And to show that you are so humble.
譬如说儿子在家里可以穿鞋子
And it's like the son in the house can wear the shoes.
奴隶是不可以的
But as a slave, he cannot.
他只能光脚
They can only bear fruit.
你现在来到神的面前。
And now you come before God.
你要谦卑像个奴隶。
You need to humble yourself like a slave.
把鞋子脱了。
And take off your shoes.
这些解释有没有道理
？Is any reason in those explanation?
可能有一点道理。
We think it's reasonable.
但其实我想我们忽略了更重要的启示。
But I think we neglect a such important revelation.
把鞋子脱掉。
Took off your shoes.
简单不简单
？Is it easy to do？
脱鞋子简单不简单
？Take off your shoes. Is it easy to do？
有哪一个人说我不会脱鞋
？Does anyone tells us that you don't have to take off your shoes？
不要忘了他们那时候穿的是 sandal。
And remember, in those days, they are wearing sandals.
没有鞋带的。
And there's no shoe tie.
很容易脱的。
It's easy to take it off.
你看我们小朋友穿着sandal跑来跑去，啪啪两个脚一踢。
It's like a little children wearing sandals, so easy to kick their feet and the sandal came off.
这么简单的事。
It's something so simple to do.
神说你要这样做。
And God said you need to do this.
你就这样做。
So you will do it.
神就说我接纳你。
And God said now I receive you.
你知道这是什么情况？
Can you see what kind of picture this is?
这是救恩的图画。
This is the work of salvation.
神在救恩，在旧约里面，怎么让人可以来亲近他
？In God's salvation, how does sinner draw near to Him?
神说去杀牛杀羊。
To go and slay the lamb, slay the cow.
你太穷了，杀鸽子也可以。
And you're so poor, you can slay a dog.
来把它烧一烧。
And then burn them up.
我就可以给你亲近。
And then I can draw near to you.
有什么道理
？What is the reason behind that？
有些传道人学问大了。
And some preacher they can really give a good explanation.
因为什么？我们流血最多，圣灵帮我讲一大堆很有道理的话。
And they will say because we have the shed of the blood, there's no forgiveness of sin, and give you so many teachings.
但是说到底就是神说要这样做你就这样做。
But at the end, simply put, is when God asks you to do something, you obey and do it.
这个就叫做信。
And that is believing.
信。
You believe.
要信耶。
And when you come to the New Testament.
请问你是好人上天堂还是坏人上天堂？
I want to ask you, is good men go to the heaven or bad men go to the bad men go to heaven?
不敢讲。在为什么
you don't want to answer?
是好人上天堂还是坏人上天堂？
Is good person go to heaven or bad person go to heaven?
坏人。
Is bad person.
为什么是坏人？
Why is a bad person?
因为没有好人。
Because there's no one good.
外人听到
when a,
神说
When a bad person listened to what God said
信神的儿子就有永生
Believe in the Son of God and you have eternal life
简单不简单
Is it easy?
简单不简单
It's very easy
什么叫信
What does it mean to believe?
你相信他说的话
You believe what God said.
你接受他要给你的恩典。
You receive the grace He's given to you.
神就说赦免你的罪。
And God will forgive your sins.
你做我的孩子。
And you become my child.
我不知道认识多少朋友。
I don't know how many friends that I met.
我跟他们讲这个最简单的道理。
And when I tell you this very simple gospel,
他们跟我说。
And they will tell me,
哪有这么简单的事？
How can it so be so simple?
哪有这么便宜的事
How can it so cheap?
我现在搞懂
I need to firstly understand.
我看看
I'll look at it.
你要搞懂才可以信
And you want to understand it before you want to believe.
当然了、啊、怎么能迷信呢、啊、
And of course, I don't want to be superstitious.
我说问题是关于神的事，你搞不懂。
But the problem is that the things touching God is not easy for you to understand.
不是那个意思，是
impossible for you to understand.
你永远搞不懂。
You will never understand it.
你是有限的人。
Because you are limited person.
你怎么能够明白一位无限的神
？With your limited understanding, how can you know?Unlimited God.
Finite and infinite. 这个中间的差距是无限大。
And finite and infinite is a very big distance in between.
你想也不用想去搞明白。
You can never think of how you could understand it.
你如果说想明白了才要信。
If you say you need to understand it before you will believe.
我就说很简单不用了。
And I can very simply tell you there is no need to.
不要浪费你时间去想。
Don't waste your time to think about it.
你这一辈子想不明白。
Because for your whole life you'll never understand.
你在地狱里面再给你千千万万年，你还是想不明白。
And in hell for thousands of years you still do not understand.
神没有要求你很多。
Because God didn't ask you so much.
神没有告诉你要烧香要拜佛。
God never asked you to burn incense and to worship.
神没有告诉你说每一个月要两次不要吃饭，要吃斋。
God never asked you twice a month you need to fast and or just eat vegetables.
神什么要求都没有。
God never demanded this.
好简单。
Was very simple.
凡接待他的
for those that receive him,
就是信他名的。
As many as receive him, those that believe in his name.
神就赐给他们权利。
And God will give them the authority
做神儿女
to become the children of God.
天下哪有这么便宜的事？
How can it be something so
easy?
So easy under heaven.
脱鞋子太简单了。
Take off the shoes is so easy.
关键不是脱鞋子。
But the important point is not taking off the sandals.
你信不信神说的话？
Is do you believe?What God has said.
为什么我们一信神就可以承认我们是圣洁的就可以跟他相交呢
How come when we believe and then God can accept us and have fellowship with him a holy God?
因为耶稣基督在十字架上为我们成就了极大的救恩
Because Jesus Christ has accomplished a great salvation on the cross.
我们借着信
And through faith,
神就把我们放在他儿子耶稣基督里。
As we believe that he put us into his son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的圣洁
The holiness of Jesus Christ
成为我们的圣洁
becomes our holiness.
你信
If you believe
你就可以做
Then you can do it.
我好像时间已经超过。
It looks like we're over time.
原谅我再讲两分钟。
I want to borrow two more minutes.
我们跳到第十节。
And we will jump over verse 10.
神不但向摩西启示了神有多伟大。
And God not only revealed to Moses how great he is.
神也告诉摩西他知道他听见他看见他了解他在乎。
And God even told Moses that he knows, he understands, he sees, and he heard.
以色列百姓在罪恶在埃及法老的权势下可怜的光景。
And he saw the pitiful state of the children of Israel under the oppression of the Pharaoh in Egypt.
所以他说我来就是要救他们的。
So I come to deliver them.
我期待摩西会说
I was expecting Moses to say
Hallelujah, go ahead.
Hallelujah, go ahead.
请吧，你现在就伸出你的膀臂，把你的百姓从埃及救出来。
Now you can stretch forth your mighty arm of salvation to deliver your people.
问题是摩西还没来得及讲话。
Even before Moses was able to say anything,
耶和华神说
，And then Jehovah God said to him,
这件事我要叫你去办。
I'm going to send you to do this thing.
这是什么样的恩典
？What kind of grace is this？
摩西可以办得了这个事儿吗
？You think that Moses able to do this great work？
当然不是。
Of course he cannot。
这件事是谁干的
？Who can do this work？
神自己干的。
Only God himself。
但神偏偏说我要你去干。
But yet God said you go and do it。
你知道这是多么大的恩典吗？
Can you see that this is such great grace?
今天我们在教会里面，我们有机会做这个做那个。
And today in the church assembly, we have opportunity to do this and do that.
有的时候做累了，我们还说为什么张三不做，李四不做
？And when you done so much and feel tired, you say, why is our brother sister don't do anything?
我们哪里知道神给我们任何一个服事的机会？都是莫大的恩典。
Have you seen that in every opportunity that God given to you to serve Him is His grace?
因为没有一样服事你靠着自己可以做。
For there's no service that you can serve Him by your own strength.
真正有永恒价值的服事都是神自己做的。
For all the service that have eternal value is God doing it Himself.
但是他说我叫你做。
But God said, I will ask you to do it.
这实在是美到不能赞美的恩典。
This grace is so beautiful and nothing can compare to it.
根本不是你做的。
It's totally not you that have done it.
但是我要你做。
But God asked you to do it.
当然你读到后面十二节你就知道说你走到哪里我都跟你在一起我帮你了。
But when you read in chapter 2, verse 12, you say, God also says, wherever you go, I shall be there with you.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
So dear brothers and sisters,
你认识这样的一位神
Do you know your God like this?
Oh no.
Let's pray.
求圣灵用这些话继续对我们的心说话。
We'll ask that the Holy Spirit will continue to use these words to speak to our hearts.
为着耶稣基督的荣耀
And for the glory of Jesus Christ.
为着神永远的国度
And for the eternal kingdom of God.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.